On Tuesday evening, a story on InsiderNewJersey.com said Republican Jay Weber was planning on seeking re-election to his District 26 Assembly seat. Soon thereafter, Weber found ripped-up Republican campaign signs from last fall's election, including some for him, in the driveway of his home in Morris Plains. He doesn't think it's a coincidence. On Thursday, Weber posted the following on his Facebook page with photos of the vandalism. Under darkness, leftist thugs vandalize Weber home only hours after report that I'm likely seeking assembly re-election. Just like when they threatened my family last fall. Dem assembly candidates then announce candidacies very same day. Don't give in to this nonsense. The reference to last fall was to a letter Weber received that called his seven children the unlucky seven. Weber, who was running for Congress at the time, reported the letter to police, but the perpetrator was not found. As to be expected, Weber's Facebook page is filled with supportive comments after the latest vandalism. In fairness, it should be pointed out that the Democratic Assembly candidates in District 26 did not announce their intentions the same day as the vandalism. There was no announcement. The candidates' intentions became known through political sources.